Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
To me, this show is like the bottom level of show business.
Is it us or is it podcasting now? We don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. He does pretty well with his podcasts. Love this man. Very funny comedian.
And the host of the amazing, colossal podcast. Gilbert Gottfried is back.
Hi, Gilbert. How you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
How you been?
Gilbert, have you done, and what, I love your podcast, by the way, and have you ever called to interview somebody that didn't know your style and they got on the show and they go, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. That's what or some will reject me right away. And I'll go, no, I just want to interview you. And it's like, no, I've heard you before.
So you've had actually legitimate people say they don't want to be because you're a dirty comedian.
Yeah.
Will you name a name?
Even better, I've had people who've agreed, you know, because I concentrate on old Hollywood.
Yeah.
I've had a bunch of people who've agreed to do my show and the next day die. Jack Carter said he would do my show.
Man.
And that's great, because Jack Carter, old comic, and he was at that point where, you know, I love when they just don't care anymore.
Right.
It's like, you know, when the younger and more energetic someone is, they'll go, oh God, I don't want to insult anyone. He was at that point. He'd rip anyone to shreds.
And he died? He died?
Yeah, he died like a day after.
Wow.
And then there was Bill Dana, who used to do Jose Jimenez. That's what he was
doing. Oh, I know that dude. Yeah, I knew that dude. Yeah. Yeah. He died too?
Yeah, also like the next day.
Now, is there anybody that you've talked to that initially said no, and then you managed to talk them into doing the podcast?
Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
Originally said no, and he wanted nothing to do with me, and then he wound up saying, okay, I'll do it, and he even invited me over his house to do it.
Well, what I've known, Gilbert Gottfried with us, you're a fan of these guys, and I think that, and they don't understand that. You're not there to jack with them. You want them to tell stories, and we're all fans of the people you just mentioned, even Jack Carter. We're old enough to remember Jack Carter, you know. I get that.
Yeah.
Jose Jimenez. Like, that's hilarious.
I think they think I'm going to have them on and rip them to shreds.
Right, right.
But I really, enjoy talking to them.
Yeah.
It's fun, Carl Reiner, Bruce Dern was on. That was great.
I love Bruce Dern. Yeah, he's pretty cool. Next time you ask somebody, you say, can I come over right now? Because I have a habit of people dying on me the next day.
Yes.
I'm outside. Can I come in? Gilbert Gottfried. You still out every weekend, Gilbert, or every couple weekends? What are you doing?
Yeah. Okay. I still work just every weekend.
Yep.
And
I saw you posted a Twitter photo. Your kids are growing up nicely. We watched the documentary. I think you're plugging your documentary last time we talked to you. And one of my favorite parts of that documentary, speaking of people that don't want to talk to you, is that is at that particular hotel you were performing at. The hotel you were staying in, there was a people dressed like Nazi convention.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that to me is one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen, because the guy's getting autographs from a Jew.
Yeah, it was so weird, because I'm sure people watching it are probably thinking, oh, they had to set that up.
Right.
It was like this old war reenactment, an entire floor, and like these Nazis, full Nazi uniforms with the Iron Cross and swastika, are running over to me, excited, doing selfies. And I remember I was standing there going, you know, I've had these Nazis all wrong. You know, everyone has a knee-jerk reaction to Hitler. What a charming group of guys.
Well, in the documentary, they're actually sitting in your show. There's a table sitting in your show, two guys in uniform watching your comedy show.
They showed up at my show full uniform. It looked like a scene out of Cabaret.
Yeah, we've learned from you that perhaps we shouldn't be so quick to criticize, because maybe they're fans.
Well, they were, but they were also Nazis.
They're clicking their glasses together.
I've had these guys wrong. So, have you had a person on, Gilbert Gottfried, with us on your podcast, and it's just they were just duds, and you didn't even want to run it?
It was first one we did.
Yeah.
Was with the comedian Professor Irwin Corey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know he's still alive.
He died recently, okay. But he was, when we did it, he was like over 100.
I was going to say, man, he was old. He was old in the 60s.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And he was always like funny, mixed up, crazy. And now we were interviewing him and we were going, oh, I think he's no longer funny, mixed up, crazy.
he's just crazy.
Yeah.
Did you release the podcast anyway, just for the hell of it?
No. I remember after that, I was like, I said to my co-host, I said, you know, all right, we tried, and maybe we should both go on to do something else.
Everybody knows Gilbert Gottfried, but have you ever asked anybody that didn't know who you were?
Yeah, you have those people. I remember I heard there was some party at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay.
And I called up and said, hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. I'd like to know if I could come over tonight. And the woman on the phone said, oh, we're not open to the general public.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
The general public. Gilbert Gottfried, how do you pronounce your podcast again?
The amazing colossal
Gottfried
podcast.
And my website's gilbertgottfried.com. And
you also can you record stuff for people, right? For a fee?
It's on Cameo, www.cameo.com/Gilbert Gottfried. And I'll do personalized messages to people, video shout-outs.
And stuff cool, man. Well, congratulations on the podcast and continued success. And we love you on the show. Thank you, Gilbert. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Come back again soon.
All right. I had the Nazis all wrong.
Yeah. You see, everybody has a knee-jerk reaction to Hitler.
If you haven't seen this documentary about his life, it's pretty wild. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Lives in a New York, really nice apartment with his wife and two kids, you know?
Yeah.
Shows him on the road and everything, man.
Not the kind of guy that really lets his guard down a lot.
No.
And he does in this.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn interesting.
Yeah. I like it.
It is. He's got all those, doesn't he have all those, like, hotel shampoos?
Yeah,
and
he's a hoarder.
Kind of a hoarder.
Like suitcases.
A box underneath his bed. Yeah. Hotel lotion, you know.
Hotel soap.
I use a lot.
Yeah. He keeps it all.
That's your.
He's not using it.
That's your headliner there, Gilbert Gottfried. We got midweek comedian McAllen with us right here, and Sarah Colon is at the Funny Bone this weekend. Sarah's going to be on the show with us tomorrow.
I'm hosting for her on Friday night.
You are? Good.
Are you?
All right.
So I'm doing a show in Omaha called Don't Tell Comedy on Saturday.
Oh, you are. Where's it? We're in Omaha.
That's the secret.
Okay. Don't tell what?
Don't tell comedy. I think there's a website. People like buy tickets on mm-hmm. this website, and then the day of the show,
they
get an
at?
Email saying where the show is.
So do you even know?
Yes.
Okay. but they're not supposed to know, right? That's part
yeah,
of the fun?
I think they're just told it's in like Midtown
okay.
somewhere.
Okay. Is it because they don't have a venue yet?
right. Yeah, so
they're trying to make it. It sounds up, kind of a hipster kind of. It's like a pop up restaurant.
Yeah.
Pop up comedy club.
Pop, yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
So, that'll be fun. Yeah, my buddy Zach Peterson just moved back into town. He's put it on. So
all right, cool.
Be fun.
Yeah, there's just
so what's the website for that? People want to.
I think it's just
pop up.
Don'ttellcomedy.com. I'll okay. put it up on my Facebook page.
Do that.
Too, and Twitter.
We'll share it then. All right. Thank you, Gilbert.
Now, only $150 for a personalized shout out from
plus
Gilbert.
Plus, he'll swear for you. The guy's he is such a potty mouth.
Yeah.
I love him on stage. Yeah. He's so dirty.
I'm browsing this
so
this website
oh, yeah?
of all these celebrities and how much it would cost to get a personalized video from them. And some of them, it's a loose definition of celebrity.
Right. Well, that's the bit that Brett Favre got busted on.
Yeah. And he's still up there, though. $500.
He did a greetings to the Proud Boys or something, right?
Yeah, he really? No,
well, it wasn't the Proud Boys. It was
a
white supremacist.
He didn't know what
group.
He was saying, and they had.
It was
and,
that meth.
And they gave him a script.
It was that meth empire in yeah. Arkansas.
And it and he said some, you know, some phrases that if you're in that group, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Brett's not in that group.
Right.
He didn't know what he was saying.
Legitimate mistake, and it wasn't his.
Yeah. Apparently, if they're you know, they're code words, and you would know what they stand for
right.
if you were part of that group. And
yeah.
if you didn't, you were clueless.
Yeah, it's just words you're saying.
Yeah, he somehow got sucked into that. Yeah.
Oh, well, this is see, this throws the whole thing off. It's $500 for Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
It's $540 for Brian Urlacher. That's not right.
You got to be a real Bears fan to do that.
That's not right.
People are going to know Brett Favre all over the country. Now, do you have? Is it just one page of greeting? How long is it? You know, because you know we know we're kind of in that business where we get endorsement money.
Yeah,
so.
What do you get by the word or?
No, it's just a one time charge,
and it's a video shot of them saying something personal to your wherever you want to send it to, right?
Yeah, and I don't know. It doesn't really specify how long
I
they
guess
are.
I
bet they're probably under a minute.
I wonder if Donald Rumsfeld's on there. Is he on there?
How about Bon Jovi? I'm just going to stick with flowers, so though.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen.
A lot cheaper.
Well, there's Tommy Lee.
Yeah, well, she's not a big Tommy Lee fan, but she's definitely a Bon Jovi fan.
You can just have Tommy Lee whip it out for her.
right.
That's worth $400 right there.
Here's an extra $40.
I really don't want her to
Let's
see that.
It.
I was in doubt, so I had Tommy Lee whip it out.
Yeah.
$375 for Gary Busey.
Oh, really?
I bet that's a minute of focused intent message delivering.
He reads?
We've right. talked to all these people basically on the radio, so I wouldn't, you know.
Busey will yell at
starstruck.
You for not reading his book.
Right.
I sent you my book!
$70 for Andy Milonakis.
Yeah.
he's apparently
right,
still around.
Right. My son's a smart ass, like all of our kids are, because they look at their dads.
Yeah.
And... one of his buddies was a little sick, and he's not going to die or anything, but he's a little sick, and he had a Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish is not only about terminally ill people, it's people that just have chronic and stuff like that. So he had a Make-A-Wish. And he's also my son's been hearing some stories about people meeting, you know, athletes mainly on Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
And he was in the back seat. He just said, Dad, what if somebody wanted to meet you for Make-A-Wish? He goes, that'd be stupid. By the way, I agreed with him. I said, yes, it would be, and F off, you know. But it was just one of those, we were driving, he hadn't talked for like 20 minutes. He just said that out loud. Hey, Dad. He must have watched something on his phone about it.
And go F yourself.
He said, that'd be stupid. I said, yes, it would be. Shut up.
They should ask him what his wish was and then not granted it. Because you know I'm capable of not granting your wishes.
My wish is for you to walk the rest of the way home. Get the hell out.
Can't really argue with the smart-ass kids when you created them.
Yeah.
In a way. You know that.
Well, yeah, it's not that they're wrong.
No. No, he was definitely not wrong. It would be stupid.
That's not the point.
They're disrespectful. They're disrespectful, but they're not wrong.
Yeah, well, my son just called me dumb.
I know.
Can't be like, hey, that's not true.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
It's more, we take the more of the, we don't talk to people like that angle.
That's it.
Not to their face.
You're going to say, right? Yeah. Not to their face. Right?
You say that about somebody, son. Make sure they're not listening.
Right. So how much for Guilford? How much for Guilford?
$150.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some interesting names on here. As, you know.
I think Guilford would actually be funny. You know, I don't think the rest of those guys, that just bores you, you know.
It's probably that's, some sad
that's celebrity,
people.
That's celebrity worship. Gilbert Gottfried would actually be funny, you know.
Some sad people looking for their dad on there.
Right, exactly.
Well, I think
how much does it cost for my dad to say hi?
By the way, Tony will be here tomorrow. Tony will be here tomorrow.
The Busey thing might be worth it just to see if he actually
sticks to the script.
Well, I don't think you have to send a script. I think it can be.
You still want the guy. You still want the guy to get your name right. Busey.
Yeah.
Busey called cable guy Dan Whitey, and he knew him.
Yeah.
So you still want the guy to get your name right.
Yeah,
he
skipped a letter. That's all he did.
You're gonna give the guy money. He's gonna say, "Hey, Fred. This guy's name's Jim. Happy birthday." What the hell does this mean?
Yeah, you give him a few bits of information. Name. Why you're doing it? Any special
but
request?
But once again, Busey's going to go off the rails.
Oh, in a
right.
heartbeat.
Right.
In a heartbeat. There's athletes, celebrities.
Yeah, I figured that.
Tom Sizemore.
But geez, you're gouging some people, man. Urlacher's gouging people.
Seriously,
he's got money. What's he care?
What do you do with the video? You're just like,
yeah.
That's Bear fan.
Yeah, but it's just idiots.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
This is from Fox and Friends.
Good. I get most of my information from them.
This is Pete Hegseth.
Oh, this is the hand guy?
Revealing that he doesn't believe in washing his hands.
I want to bring this up with Dr. Bean. I forgot.
Oh, and my 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
Someone
hands.
Help
ever.
Me!
No, I inoculate myself. It's just not germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all the
exactly.
bacteria.
Exactly, I can't get sick.
Unfortunately, people watch Fox News.
Yeah,
that's the
lots
problem.
Of people.
Yeah, and they don't do anything else. First of all, I don't think that's possible because if you're washing your body, your hands are on a rag or soap anyway.
Yeah,
but still, it's gross.
It's disgusting.
And he got hammered by everybody except
for... He eventually said that he was joking.
He sounded disgusting. Yeah. It didn't sound like he was joking.
He also...
It's not even a joke.
The way that it came up...
It's not even a joke.
It took a few years.
They hate germs. They think that measles don't matter.
No, the way that it came up was they caught him eating day-old pizza that was left on the set.
All right, well, we've all done that.
And he was defending himself, saying that Pizza Hut lasts for a long time. And then his 2019 resolution, the way this clip started out, is to say things on air that he says off air.
Well, he says
that is not our New Year's resolution.
No, it's not.
We do not share that with him.
No, off the air we just.
My rule is if you have to say several days later that you were joking.
It's not a joke.
Then it's not funny. No.
He says,
well, it wasn't funny to begin with.
Yeah. Once again, if you heard him, he said, I can't see them, therefore... They are not real.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Well, good. Like,
what about are your kidneys real?
Yeah.
I hope
you can't see those.
Yeah, I hope he chokes to death because you can't see air.
He's a dumbass. Of course, he's on Fox and Friends.
It's not real.
He's on Fox and Friends, therefore he's a dumbass.
Yeah. Well, I hope he rubs his hands in a lot of germs and then rubs his junk a lot.
He wipes his ass. He wipes his ass and rubs his junk. He's a human being.
Then it falls off.
Who's shaking that guy's hands?
Well, nobody now.
That's what I mean. And by the way, being funny is... That wasn't even a funny line. You know, I understand some a-hole trying to make a bad joke that's not funny, but that's not even a joke. I didn't wash my hands. What's that mean?
For 10 years.
That's just a statement. It's not a funny thing, so of course he meant it.
Yeah. If I can't see it, it's not real. Then he's at church on Sunday getting crap about this.
There
I washed
you
his hands.
Especially for a guy who is not known to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
That is so gross.
Out of Japan, officials say that 23-year-old Ryo Kikuchi approached a 29-year-old woman.
Kikuchi.
At the train station and licked her head as they rode up an escalator. She later felt a warm liquid on the back of her head and immediately reported the transparent liquid to police. Security cameras and DNA led them to Mr. Kikuchi, who later confessed he's now facing charges of assault, but it's unclear what type of penalty or punishment will be handed down for licking the head of the 29-year-old woman at the train station.
Lick it up, Craig.
It's only right now.
No, no, that's not right.
It's not?
It's not right at all.
There are other options other than it's only right now?
And by the way, you must have a lot of saliva on his tongue. It's actually started dripping.
Yeah, I had to throw in.
It's a slobber lick.
For the record, I had to throw in the term transparent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Could have licked and did something else.
It could have been anything. I looked into the story to make sure that it was transparent, and that's what the story said, was a transparent liquid.
Now, we showed the photo of the woman in Florida that licks people's faces. What's up with people licking people non-consensually?
It started with that hockey guy.
Which guy?
There's an NHL guy that likes to lick people's faces.
Yeah, that's weird, too.
The Bushwhackers always used to do that.
They did.
The tag team.
They did, yeah. And they were known as inbreds. That was their bit.
That reminds me. We have some Deadpool hits.
All right.
Oh, do we?
Right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
You get all happy. Cool. Nick Allen with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.